Alright folks, welcome back to Digital Minimalism, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to steal it. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're tackling something super important. Building self-confidence without relying on the digital world to give it to us. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else is living this perfectly curated life? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to those filtered faces and suddenly, you don't feel so confident about your own messy reality? Well, let's ditch the comparison game, because true confidence comes from within, not from likes or followers. Now, before you start thinking I'm advocating for a complete digital detox, because trust me, that's a whole other episode, hear me out. We can use technology mindfully and still cultivate genuine self-confidence. So how do we do it? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. Firstly, focus on your strengths. Think about what you're good at, what makes you unique, what brings you joy. We all have talents and abilities, and recognizing them is the first step to building confidence. Maybe you're a whiz at solving puzzles, a natural storyteller, or an incredible artist. Don't downplay those strengths, celebrate them, write them down, remind yourself of them daily. Secondly, challenge negative self-talk. It's easy to get caught in a cycle of negativity, especially when social media constantly bombards us with unrealistic expectations. But remember, those inner voices are just whispers, not facts. When you catch yourself thinking something critical about yourself, challenge it. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Thirdly, set realistic goals and celebrate your achievements. Don't set yourself up for failure by aiming for the impossible. Start small, break down big goals into manageable steps, and celebrate each milestone along the way. Every little victory builds momentum and boosts confidence. Remember, progress is better than perfection. Next up, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Try something new, take a class, learn a new skill, start a conversation with someone you don't know. These experiences build resilience and teach us that we're capable of more than we think. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of doubt. It's okay, learn from your experiences, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward. Remember, true confidence comes from accepting yourself, flaws and all. Now, imagine this, you're at a networking event, feeling nervous about meeting new people. But instead of letting those doubts take over, you remember our key takeaways. You focus on your strengths, maybe your infectious enthusiasm or your knack for connecting with others. You challenge negative self-talk, replacing it with positive affirmations like, I'm capable, I have something valuable to offer. You set realistic goals for the event, aim to have a few meaningful conversations instead of trying to conquer the entire room. You step out of your comfort zone and strike up a conversation with someone who seems interesting. The conversation flows naturally, and you discover shared interests. You feel a sense of accomplishment, not because you've achieved some grand feat, but because you took a small step outside your comfort zone and it paid off. You learned something new about yourself, and you made a genuine connection with another person. Remember, building self-confidence is a journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices every day to cultivate a positive mindset, embrace your strengths, and challenge those limiting beliefs. So ditch the comparison game, step into your power, and start living with more confidence, both online and offline. All right. Listeners, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful. Now go out there and rock your day. And remember, if you have any thoughts or takeaways from the episode, share them with us on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.